Chapter 21. A king's heart is like streams of water in Jehovah's hand. He directs it wherever he pleases. All of a man's ways seem right to him, but Jehovah examines the hearts. To do what is right and just is more pleasing to Jehovah than a sacrifice. Haughty eyes and an arrogant heart, the lamp that guides the wicked, is sin. The plans of the diligent surely lead to success, but all who are hasty surely head for poverty. Gaining treasures by a lying tongue is like a vanishing mist, a deadly snare. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away, for they refuse to act with justice. The way of a guilty man is crooked, but the activity of the pure man is upright. Better to dwell on a corner of the roof than in the same house with a quarrelsome wife. The wicked man craves what is bad. He shows no favor toward his neighbor. When a ridiculer is punished, the inexperienced become wiser, and when a wise person receives insight, he gains knowledge. The righteous one observes the house of the wicked one. He overthrows the wicked to their ruin. Whoever stops up his ear to the cry of the lowly one will himself call and not be answered. A secret gift subdues anger, and a hidden bribe, fierce rage. It is a joy for the righteous one to act with justice, but it is something terrible to those who practice evil. The man who strays from the way of insight will rest in the company of those powerless in death. The one who loves having a good time will come to poverty. The one who loves wine and oil will not grow rich. The wicked one is a ransom for the righteous one, and the treacherous one will be taken in place of the upright. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a quarrelsome and irritable wife. Precious treasure and oil are found in the house of the wise, but the stupid man will squander what he has. Whoever pursues righteousness and loyal love will find life, righteousness, and glory. A wise man can scale the city of the mighty and undermine the strength in which they trust. The one guarding his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. A presumptuous, arrogant braggart is what you call the man who acts with reckless presumptuousness. What the lazy man craves will put him to death, for his hands refuse to work. All day long he greedily craves, but the righteous one gives, holding nothing back. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable. How much more when he offers it with evil intent? A lying witness will perish, but the man who listens will testify with success. The wicked man puts on a bold face, but it is the upright one whose course is sure. There is no wisdom, nor discernment, nor counsel in opposition to Jehovah. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but salvation belongs to Jehovah.